Good morning, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. My name is Daniel Oga. Okay, today is the 9th day of the month of October. And yeah, thank God the year is almost coming to a close. And last week we saw a topic, Taming Time, part 1 actually. And we saw 8 reasons why you need to manage your time. We saw that number 1, time is limited. We saw that you can accomplish more with less effort when you learn how to control your time. Yeah, number 3, we saw that you improve your decision making. Number 4, we saw that you become more successful in your career. Number 5, more learning opportunities. Number 6, reduced stress. Number 7, free time is necessary. And number 8, self-discipline is also necessary. Okay, that is that about our last week episode. Okay, before I deep dive into today's episode, I'd like to share an experience with us. Some of us know this already. Some of us know this already, but some of us do not know this, and we'll learn from it. Okay, on Sunday, the weather was stormy in Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria, and I was just seeing a movie with my laptop and my headset, and my headset actually connected or attracted lightning, and it created an electric shock to my head. Actually, it was more like the headset trapped the lightning and it created electricity and it shocked my head. There's no word like that. So what's the point? What am I trying to bring out here? What I'm trying to say is that you actually it is actually wrong to use electrical appliances in a very stormy weather. Yeah, it's wrong to use electrical appliances in a stormy weather. Your headset, your phones, and the rest of them, it's wrong to use them in a stormy weather. Okay, I know we've gotten that already. Let's deep dive into today's episode. Okay, last week we saw 8 reasons why we need to manage time. Today we'll actually be looking at 8 steps on how to actually manage our time. 8 steps on how to manage our time. Okay, the first on my list, yes, is set goals. Yes, set goals. I know it's easy to say set goals. It's more like making a to-do list, actually. You're making a to-do list of what I intend to accomplish in a particular day. So you set goals. But there is a right way to set goals. I'll be teaching us the right way to set goals. And this right way, it's actually represented using an acronym called SMART, actually. So the S in this acronym stands for specific. Your goals must be specific, not ambiguous, not maybe, not stuff like I would try to accomplish so and so thing today, but it should be specific. I will do my laundry today, I will read a book today, I will. So it's more specific. Number 2, which is the M in the acronym SMART, it means meaningful. So if you're setting goals, you're making a to-do list, it should be meaningful. A in our acronym SMART, it means it should be achievable. Yeah, it should be achievable. You don't tell yourself that, okay, today I'll read 4 books, when you know that you cannot read 4 books in a particular day. So your goal must be achievable. Then our next letter in the acronym, which is arrow, it means relevant. So many people spend time doing many irrelevant things, and that's how we end up wasting time. So it should be relevant. And the next letter, actually, which is T in the acronym SMART, it means it should be time based. It means that each and every of your tasks as listed on your to-do list, you should have a particular estimated amount of time that it should take to accomplish them. So if I'm saying I need to read a book, I should be able to peg a particular amount of time that, okay, I'm reading this book for 2 hours today, or I'm doing my laundry for 30 minutes today. So it should be time. This how you actually set your goals. You don't just make a long to-do list of things that you might not be able to carry out. Okay, number 2 on my list here says prioritize your goal. Prioritize your goal. So you made your to-do list of the number of things that you want to do in a particular day, then you need to arrange them in accordance to priority. So When I say priority, what do I mean? I mean, which one is more important? That is what it means to prioritize your goal. So I want to read the book today, I want to do my laundry, I want to do the dishes, I want to take an online course, I want to submit an application of which the deadline is at 3 p.m. today. So how do I prioritize this my to-do list? So I'll arrange it in accordance to the importance. So if I'm writing number one, it should be my application later because it has a deadline, so it should be more important in my list than maybe taking an online course, maybe number three, reading a book, then doing my laundry before I'll do my dishes. So that is what it means to prioritize your goal. So it means you have to rank your goals in accordance to different level of importance. Yeah, this puts your most important task at the beginning of your list. Okay, number three on my list here is tackle your biggest task in the morning. Yeah, tackle your biggest task in the morning. People are more effective in the morning than every other time of the day. Some people can accomplish more in the morning than every other time of the day. So why not bring out that most tasking task on your list and then handle it in the morning before focusing on the other tasks that will not really take much from you. So tackle your most important task in the morning. Actually, number four on my list here says multitask. Yeah, multitask. Actually, multitasking is not for everybody though. It's not really for everybody. Multitasking is a skill. Multitasking, when I say multitasking, I actually mean that you can be doing two or three things simultaneously and everything will come out fine. But if it's not something, if it's not what you are skilled at, you can decide to multitask and then you have actually nothing done because you're trying to do three things together. You will not know how to manage them. But when somebody have the skill of multitasking, the person can easily manage different things, doing them simultaneously, and everything will come out fine. So multitasking is very necessary, and then you have to know when to multitask. Number five on my list here says find inspiration when you are carrying out your task. Find inspiration. What inspires you to keep on working? Some people get tired without listening to music. Some people need music playing at the background to really be effective in carrying out chores or carrying out activities. So find out inspiration. Some people need a special chair where they sit down to carry out their activities, maybe to read a book or to write an application later or something. So find that thing that inspires you. Find that thing that propels you to carry out your activity and leverage on them. Okay, number six on my list here says avoid distraction. Wow, avoid distraction. This is one of the major reasons, the major cause of wrong management of time or time wastage actually, because I've set out to do a particular activity, I've set out to carry out some task, but then I keep getting messages on my social media, I keep getting pop-ups and the rest that I need to respond to. Those things are called distraction. So one of the biggest distractions we can get is social media. That's one of the biggest distractions we can get. So how do you handle this? So when you have a list of tasks that you want to carry out and you have arranged them in regards to their level of importance and you are actually carrying out your task, turn off your social media notification. Turn them off. Turn it off. Except, of course, you're expecting an important email or something, but then turn it off and focus on what you want to do and finish it up. Then you can make out spare time to attend to your social media messages. Number seven on my list here says learn how to say no. Yeah, I have a friend actually that will tell me that it's actually very difficult for me to say no. I cannot say no. If you don't learn how to say no, you end up carrying out other people's tasks and adding them to your task. Then you will not be able to manage time, and you will not be able to be effective in whatever endeavor you find yourself doing. So I have a list of things that I want to do, and somebody comes with a task that will infringe in my own task. So should I just accept this task? The answer is no. If you know that you cannot carry out this task in added to your own task, please say no. It's easy to say no and save yourself the stress. And listen, saying no does not make you a wicked person. So some people feel like if I say no now, they would think I'm being wicked or something. But no, saying no does not make you a wicked person. So learn to say no. Number 8 and the final point on my list here says, take frequent breaks when working and set out time for rest. So in our last episode, we saw one of the reasons why we need to manage our time is because free time is necessary. We need this free time to unwind. We need to rest. We need to just sit down and listen to music. We need to just sit down and do nothing. It helps our brain to actually rest. It helps us to refresh. So take frequent breaks when working and set out time for rest. So I'm doing a to-do list and I want to accomplish some tasks. Why not add to your list time for rest? Okay, I think with this, we've come to the end of today's podcast. I've given us 8 steps on how to manage our time. Number 1, set goals. I showed us how to set goals the right way. Number 2, prioritize your goal. Number 3, tackle your biggest task in the morning. Number 4, multitasking. Learn to multitask. Number 5, find inspiration when you are working. Number 6, avoid distraction. Number 7, learn how to say no. Number 8, take frequent breaks when working and set out time for rest. Okay guys, I think with this we've come to the end of today's podcast. I know that you've really learned a lot already on how to manage your time. Yeah, I know you have questions already put in your heart and you want to really send them out to me. Why not reach me out on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/exposurepodcast, or you can also follow me on Instagram at DanielOga_music. You can also send me a tweet on Twitter at DanielOga Music, or you can send us a mail at theexposurepodcast1@gmail.com, or call the following number: 0701-615-4878, 0907-742-2050. Do have a lovely day. Thank you.